You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences that we all encounter in our everyday lives and how to use those moments to drive momentum and forward progress in our lives together. This week, I want to talk about an experience that I had that made me just kind of laugh, feel a little bit of ego came out, and also thought of how I can apply that thought process to everything else that I'm trying to accomplish in my life. So this week I went to a Topgolf range with my wife. She's decided that she wants to start playing golf. And so we got some clubs and we went out and just started hitting some balls off of the platform. And if you've never done a Topgolf, it's a driving range. You just go and there's an electronic tracer on your ball and it tracks where it goes and it gives you, there's a bunch of different games that you can play. And so we were playing one of those games where you hit your ball and there are targets set up and colorful flags around the landing area for the ball. And so we're out there and I'm feeling pretty good about how I'm hitting the ball. You know, we're playing this game just for good fun, and I'm hitting my balls pretty good, and I'm thinking to myself that, yeah, that's a pretty good score. Here we go. And then my wife goes and she starts hitting the ball, and maybe a couple of them weren't as good, or maybe a couple of them were, you know, maybe ricocheted off to the side a little bit. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, for sure, I have this one locked down. And then I see that there's a x3 multiplier on one ball. And then I see that there's a x5 multiplier on one ball for the score that she has. And at the end of this round of this game, sure enough, we get to the end and my wife's score is 50 points higher than mine. And I just can't believe how in the world did this happen? Like, there's no way that I lost this game right now. You know, this is not what I expected for my outcome, but somehow still here we are. And then I went back and I looked and I saw that there was certain targets that had multipliers on them. And I thought that it was just the ball or something like that. And it turns out that it was just very specific targets. And some of them were even easy ones to hit, had the scoring multiplier on the ball. And those were the balls that she hit into those targets and got huge multipliers for it. And as I was thinking about that, and she was teasing me on our way home, and I was kind of grumbling about how, you know, this is nonsense, you know, that was just a lucky outcome. But it wasn't a lucky outcome. It happened because she picked the right targets. And picking the right targets, even if it's an easier outcome, can be such a critical thing in achieving the outcomes that we want to achieve. And I was thinking about it, and as soon as I got my pride out of the way, and we had a great time. It was a great day, but it was, you know, it was something that I didn't expect. And so I had to get over my pride a little bit and, of course, recognize my wife for the great game that she had played. And then I just kept thinking about it, that how many times are we putting in work? How many times do we do so much stuff and it's aiming at the wrong targets? And how much do we shortchange ourselves in the outcomes of situations in life because we're just aiming at the wrong target, because we're not paying attention? We aren't picking the right bucket to aim at. And this made me start thinking about the same thing with the old carnival games where you throw darts at balloons and there's 200 balloons on the wall, and you can pick any one of them to throw your dart at, but you need to hit 3 red balloons in order to get whatever the prize is that you're looking for, and you end up hitting 3 blue balloons, or a blue balloon and 2 yellow balloons, and you go and you start doing this, and you think, I'm popping every balloon in the world with these darts, I'm knocking this out of the park, and then the guy hands you a keychain for your efforts, and you kind of walk away and you say, I felt like I was killing it. I was crushing it. But because we weren't picking the right balloons to aim at, we weren't picking the right targets to aim at. And we spend so much time and energy in our lives sometimes working on these things that just aren't the right targets. It's not the right outcome. We work harder than we need to. I was hitting a ball at a target that was twice as far away, and I thought for sure that one's worth more points because I missed that it had the multiplier on the other one because I just wasn't paying attention. I thought that I knew too much to need to pay attention. I already knew what was going to go on and what the outcome was going to be and what I needed to do in order to win. And that's what I thought. And because I thought that I knew what I was doing and I wasn't paying attention, I ended up shortchanging myself and ended up not achieving the best outcome that I could. And that's something that it's so easy to do in our lives, that we can work for these things and work really, really hard to accomplish some really great things that are just picking the wrong target. And so I started writing some notes to myself and just thinking about, where am I trying to get to and what am I trying to do with my life and what are the things that really matter to me? And I'm putting in a ton of effort, right? I'm doing a lot of things. I'm working a lot of hours and I'm spending time and energy and focus all to accomplish something. And it could even be a good thing, right? It doesn't mean that you're wasting your time. It doesn't mean that it's not a good outcome, but it's easily the wrong target. And so I want you to take a little bit of time this week just to look at your life, look at what's going on, evaluate what you're doing, and ask yourself the question, am I picking the right targets? Am I working on the things that really will give me the outcome that I'm trying to achieve? Or am I just working because I know that I need to work? And there's nothing wrong with that. Either you work, and that's a good thing, is to put in the time and energy, but you can get better outcomes if you're working on the right stuff, if you're working on the things that will shortcut the outcomes, that will give higher returns for your time and energy and effort. And it can be really hard sometimes to be able to even know what that looks like. It can be hard to realize what the best outcome is. And sometimes that's because we're just too busy doing what we think we know to do. We don't stop and evaluate and think and quiet our minds and quiet our bodies and quiet our souls to be able to evaluate and recognize and pay attention. And whether that's because we just get too busy doing the things that we already are on the path of doing, or we think that we know what's going on, we're already at the end and we think that we know what's going to happen in every step, and so we just keep doing the things that we already think we know we need to do. Whatever the case is, taking the time to stop and look at the situation and evaluate, what am I doing? Is this the right thing to be doing? And quiet our minds and just listen to the universe around us and just stop and meditate or open our minds and think and just work on ourselves internally instead of just grinding all the time that you need to grind and you need to work and you need to do all those things. But if you're not stopping and paying attention to see where the score multiplier is, where on the board the red balloons are that we're trying to hit, how can I get there in the most effective way? And what's the best thing that I can be doing with my time and energy? We can find ourselves using so much time that we can't get back and using so much energy that we need to try and recuperate on things that don't get us where we want to get to. And it's not because we're doing anything wrong. It's because we're not paying attention. It's because we aren't reevaluating, we aren't reassessing. We're setting a plan and just running full speed and never evaluating. Was this successful? Was this a good outcome? Did I hit a red balloon when I threw the dart here? Did I hit the target with the multiplier, or did I just go for the far one because that's the thing that I had planned out in my mind before I started? And I encourage you to take some time this week and just start building the habit into your life of just take 5 minutes, just take 10 minutes, just take half an hour every day instead of just going all the time and using all of your energy on things that may or may not end up being a good outcome. And just take that little bit of time every day to just stop and assess what you're doing and clear your mind of all of the clutter and the frustration and the stress and the strain that's in your life from doing the work that you're already doing. And just listen to yourself, listen to your subconscious mind, listen to your soul, listen to what you want to accomplish, and ask yourself, evaluate if what you're doing right now really is helping you to get to where you want to be in the best way. Are you aiming at the right targets? Are you picking the right balloons? Or are you just throwing things as hard as you can at the wall and hoping that something sticks? That will be something that it's changed my life. It's changed my life in dramatic ways that I can't even express sometimes, because things end up feeling like they just sort of happen because I stop and I think and I meditate and I open myself up to new ideas and new concepts and new ways of thinking about things. And instead of just running at it 100 miles an hour, I run at it 100 miles an hour, but I stop and I check the direction that I'm running in every day. And I try to take it just a little bit of time, where some days I have more time than others that I allocate to it, and some days I have less. And every day that I don't allocate that time to just slowing down my mind and stopping for a minute and freeing myself up to be creative and thoughtful, that I find that I'm more fatigued and I'm less effective at what I'm doing for the rest of the day. And it will change everything in your life to make sure that you're just picking the right things to work towards. You're evaluating your progress and your process along the way, and you're continuing to evolve and grow and do things new and different every single day, because you're picking the right balloons, you're picking the right targets, and you're not leaving yourself shortchanged. Thanks for tuning in this week. I appreciate you listening to me. If you liked what you heard today, interested in learning anything more, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week. I hope you take the time to think about what you're doing, look at the board, look at what you're doing, and pick the right targets. Have a great week.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.